Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by UC Santa Cruz, chosen by the National Cancer Institute to launch the Cancer Genomics Hub in the quest to decode cancer. More information available at ucsc.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. 40,000 environmentalists marched through the streets of Washington, D.C. yesterday to call for more action on climate change generally, and specifically to decry a proposed pipeline that would carry oil from tar sands in Canada to refineries in Texas. You could hear the echoes on the West Coast, in downtown L.A., and in San Francisco, where nearly 3,000 people marched in solidarity. Last week, about 24 Democratic House members launched the Safe Climate Caucus, vowing to speak about climate change on the House floor every day. The group includes a number of California representatives, led by Henry Waxman of Los Angeles.
We're ready to get to work. We understand the threat facing our children, and we know our nation has the know-how and the ingenuity to avoid the worst impacts of climate change.
Few issues have been as divisive in recent history as same-sex marriage, and California has been at the center of the maelstrom since voters approved Proposition 8. Outside of the legal questions facing the ban on same-sex marriage, many churches and their followers are grappling with their own position on homosexuality. Our series, A Church Divided, concludes today with the story of a Mormon mother and son working to bridge a historical divide. Los Angeles Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has more.
Carrie Krall was like the perfect Mormon kid. Popular, good in school, active in his church.
Yes. In high school, I was at church every day of the week except for Saturday, and sometimes on Saturday as well.
Krall spoke via Skype from his home in Cambridge, where he's attending college. He grew up in Temecula, north of San Diego. His mom, Sherry Krall, says Carrie was also a deeply spiritual kid. The family can trace its bloodline to Hiram Smith, the older brother of church founder Joseph Smith. It seemed like a given. If he wanted to, Carrie could grow up to be a church leader. Except for one thing.
From when Carrie was very little, I thought he was probably gay.
Yeah. My family was first alerted to the fact that something might be different with Carrie by our computer internet history when I was 13 years old. That wasn't the best way to start the conversation.
And I will get emotional. The main concern I had for him growing up was growing up in a religious tradition and kids who would kill themselves. So we needed to find the way for him to deal with the cognitive dissonance of his religion and his identity.
It's not like it was their worst nightmare to have a gay son. It was just something they knew nothing about, and they felt like they needed to get me the professional help I needed.
So Carrie's parents took him to a Mormon counselor.
Unfortunately, some of that process was damaging.
The counselor wanted to introduce conversion therapy, which proponents claim can make a person go straight. Carrie refused to return after one visit. Sherry Krall says her son continued his religious studies, even dated a few girls. In fact, he was still coming to terms with his sexual identity.
I felt very good that he had a very strong relationship with God, Heavenly Father, a spiritual foundation that would help him navigate.
In his late teens, Carrie headed to South Carolina for his missionary service, a tradition for young men in the Mormon church. Sherry Krall hoped it would be a healthy diversion from the issues her son was wrestling with.
You know, you don't have to think about any of that. And he comes home from his mission, just wham, in the Prop 8.
You are looking at still a very lively crowd protesting at this hour in front of the Mormon church here in Westwood.
What I'm mad is that you are putting this on my church's wall.
In 2008, debates and protests were raging over Proposition 8, the law that would eventually ban gay marriage in California. The Mormon church mobilized its membership to campaign for its passage. Sherry Krall agreed to pitch in, doing data entry work for the campaign. She told herself the church needed her help. And Carrie, his sexuality still seemed an open question. He still wasn't out. That would change.
Prop 8 inspired me to be vocal, to come out of the closet.
After his mission, Carrie enrolled at Brigham Young University in Salt Lake City, the college founded by the Mormon Church. After Prop 8's passage, he wrote an impassioned editorial for the campus newspaper condemning the law.
It was a catalyst for me to say, I'm not doing any good going to church and feeling miserable. I need to have the authenticity to come out of the closet and be seen and hopefully try to make a change happen.
Krall is now enrolled at Harvard Med School. He's also become an advocate for gay, lesbian, and transgender youth.
That while I am 7 years older than almost every other recipient, at least, a lot of you have been out of the closet longer than I have, so congratulations.
Last year, he was awarded a scholarship for his work in the LGBT community.
And my mom is here today with me.
At his acceptance speech in San Francisco, he thanked his mom, Sherry, for accepting who he was.
She was always there to love me and accept me.
Now she hopes the Mormon Church can do the same.
This is truly illusion. I know this. It's like, well, if the church knows Carrie is gay, certainly they will change their policy. I mean, come on, it's Carrie.
The backlash over the Mormon Church's multi-million-dollar campaign to ban gay marriage in California led the church to reaffirm its message that gay people are welcome, but there are limits, like you can't date someone of the same sex, and you would, of course, be barred from temple marriage, the crowning ordinance in the Mormon Church. Carrie Krall stopped attending services, but he's hopeful he'll find his place again.
I don't know if it's me holding on to my faith or me holding on to my culture. I don't feel like I should let the Mormon Church decide whether or not I'm good enough to be part of it. I mean, I'm a descendant of the church's founder. And my mom would tell me, like, look, this is your birthright. There is a place where you can just say, no, I belong, and my behavior and my belief can follow.
Carrie Krall's mother, Sherry, says she doesn't worry about her son's eternal salvation. But she does worry that if the church fails to become a more welcoming place for gays and lesbians, it will lose many more promising young disciples. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas.
This story is part of a collaboration with the Center for Investigative Reporting. To learn more about the series A Church Divided, look for the link on our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Monday, February 18th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com.